Okay, good morning, everybody. So we're continuing with Ramchal's introduction to Mesilat Yesharim, and we're going to continue with his description or his arguments as to why it's so important that we study the matters that relate to Shlemut HaAvodah, completion of serving Hashem, and all the other midot and all the other character traits that he discussed so far. So Ramchal says, "V'cheivan shekfar hitamet etzel kol chacham tzorech tzimut ha'avodah v'chovat tahorata v'nikyona." So since we've already explained that it's very clear, it's very true to each chacham, every wise person, the necessity for to have a complete avodah and the importance of it being pure and being clean, his service of Hashem. Shezulat ela eina nirtzeit vaday klal. And without these things, a person's service of Hashem is not going to be so desirable, so accepted. It's actually going to be undesirable, almost disgusting. And they explain, the commentaries explain that what this means is that according to the strict letter of judgment, if a person doesn't have completion in avodah, there's something disgusting about it. However, Hashem deals with us, He treats us with rachamim, with mercy, so He accepts our avodah, but it's clearly that the prime avodah, the main avodah, is a service of Hashem, is one can do it in the complete way. Hashem seeks out our heart. He understands all our thoughts and all our intentions. So what are we going to answer at the end of days when we have to answer for the things that we did or didn't do in our lives? So what are we going to answer as to why we have not reached this level of completion if we were lax in investigating how to serve Hashem in the complete way? Could it be? Does it make sense that we spend so much time and effort into all these intellectual investigations which we're not even obligated to do? These types of investigations and discussions, that there's no practical outcome from the discussions. And certain laws that don't even apply to us. And that which we are obligated to our creation, a great obligation. Are we going to just leave it to whatever our habits are, whatever we normally do? Or are we going to investigate? Are we going to spend time trying to better understand those things? Obviously, we have the responsibility that we need to do something about it. We need to study. We need to understand. If we never spent time investigating, what does it mean to really have Yirat Hashem? To have true fear of God? How could we acquire it? And all the foolish things in this world which keep us away from having fear of Hashem. How could we escape those things if we don't spend time studying what Yira is? Even though we know how important it is to have Yirat Hashem and how much of an obligation it is, but it's going to be forgotten. The details, how to do it, the path, all that is going to be forgotten. Ha'ava kamochen, also loving Hashem. Im lo nishtadel likboa avtah bilvavenu bechoach kol ha'emzayim ha'magim otanu lazeh. If we don't put in the effort to put it in our hearts, the love of Hashem, to establish it firmly in our hearts with all the means that we have in order to do it, ech nimtzeh banu, how are we going to find love of Hashem in our hearts? And where are we going to get the clinging to Hashem and His Torah, the excitement, the passion to be connected with Hashem and His Torah? If we don't turn towards, if we don't focus on the greatness which comes from a person who's connected to Hashem in this way. Obviously, we have to think about these things. We have to investigate in these things. We have to think about what the pieces are to accomplishing these character traits and what the steps are to getting there and what keeps us away. Those are the things we have to focus on. Ech titar machashabtenu, how can we purify our minds and our thoughts? Im lo nishtadel lenakotah min hamumin shematil bahateva hagufani. How can we have purity of thought if we don't put in the effort to purify, to clean our thoughts from all the imperfections that our physical nature puts into our thoughts and into our minds. And all the midot, all the personal character traits which require fixing and straightening out, who's going to straighten them out? Who's going to fix them if we don't pay attention to them? And we're not very particular, very careful about fixing the character traits, fixing the midot. It's not going to happen on its own. Same theme, similar theme to yesterday, that these things aren't natural, they're not inborn. We have to put in the effort, we have to study them, we have to investigate them, so we can learn the details and we can learn how to perfect ourselves in this matter. Okay, Be'ezer Hashem, hopefully we'll continue in the next year more regarding the introduction. Have a great day, everybody.